Okay, so thank you, Gary, for Daf Lamed. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, all the way at the top of the page. We'll just go back to the Mishnah. We started last time. The Mishnah says the following. Hanoder Mishov Se Shabbos. So the person says, takes a neder, that they're not going to get benefit from someone who is a Shomer Shabbos. Look at the Mefarish says, Mishov Se Shabbos, Shime Osan, Shime Shabbin Shabbos. Person says, I'm not going to get benefit from any person who keeps Shabbos. Okay. So, Aser b'Yisrael, ve'Aser b'Kusim. So then they can't get Hana from a Jewish person, and they also can't get Hana from any Kusi. Right? A Kusi was a person who, when they moved around the different people in the Eretz Yisrael after some of the tribes were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, so the Kusim were brought in, and they were not Jewish, and then they got terrified. They were going to get, you know, they were getting eaten by lions, etc. So they came to like convert out of fear, and so they took on most mitzvot. But you know they weren't always as careful about certain things. But Shabbos, you know, they were careful about. But fine. But they have a status of they did convert. So they are status as Jews. But okay, fine. So Yisrael is can't get hana from Yisrael or from a kusi. Ve'ochle shum. What about person that takes a neder that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat garlic. When you know ochle shum, so Rashi, so the Mefarash again points out belili Shabbos. So then, what happens? Aser b'Yisrael, aser b'Kusim. Why? Says the Mefarash, the Yisrael would gin lechol shum. It was like a takar even that Am Yisrael would eat shum, eat garlic on Friday night. Because couples would be together on Friday night from one Friday night to the next Friday night. So shum somehow was helpful to be Mar Bezera. So therefore, people had this concept of having shum. So the point is, if they're going to, if the person says, I'm taking neder against those who eat shum, so then he's usher by Yisrael and usher from a kusi also, because the kusim had the same thing. Says Mefarash Shehem Nami Ochlin Shum, Bilal Shabbos, they're the same minhag. Fine. Okay. However, if he says, Me'ole Yushalayim, I'm going to be take a neder from those who go on to Yerushalayim and the Shal Shagalim, so Aser B'Yisrael and Mutar B'Kusim. So that's Aser to Yisrael, but he's Mutar to Akusi. Why? Because, says Mefarish, Shehen Einan only Yerushalayim, Ella HaGrizim, right? Because the Kusim would not go to Yerushalayim, they would inappropriately go to HaGrizim on Yom Tovim, and therefore wouldn't be us to get benefit from a kusi in such a case. Fine. Okay. So it says, Gemara, my Shov Se Shabbos. But what does that mean? That person takes a neder from Shov Se Shabbos. Right? So, Ilei ma mi mekai me Shabbos, my ir yu bekusi, my filo of the kuchav namin. I mean, if you mean that the neder is, I'm not getting benefit from any person who chooses to keep Shabbos. Right? So then it shouldn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew, if you're a Kusi, if it could be an Oved Avodah Zarah who chooses to keep Shabbos. Oved Avodah Zarah is not supposed to keep Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. The point is, if it's any person who keeps Shabbos, so it doesn't matter, it's what they do. So look at Mefarish. I feel the Ovdei Kochavim Nami. Im Mishabim Shabbos, Yehi Aser Ben. So if they keep Shabbos, so he has to get benefit from them. Meaning, if Shof Se Shabbos means what the person chooses to do in their personal practice, so that it shouldn't matter if, you know what their religion is, etc. So it matters what they do. Lamaisa. So it can't be. So Elam mitzuvim al Shabbos. No. So it must be what he says. Shov se Shabbos doesn't mean a person's personal practice, but it means what they're commanded to do. Right? Okay. So you want to say it's a mitzuvim al Shabbos. Iachi ema seifa me'ol Yerushalayim aser b'Yisrael mutar b'kusim. In the case of Ole Yerushalayim, it's only us to get benefit from Yisrael, but it's mutter to get benefit from Bekusim. But am I? Why should that be? V'hei mitzuvim ninu. V'hei mitzuvim ninu. Meaning, but a kusi also has to be Ole regal to Yerushalayim. They don't. They do the wrong thing. They go to the hard reason. But that's what they should be doing. So if it's about personal practice, you know, so I would get that, but we can't say that. So if it, because then it should be even over the kofim included. But if it's about what you're commanded to do, so how do you understand the end of the Mishnah that in terms of Ole Yerushalayim that we exclude the Kusim? Doesn't make any sense. They are commanded to go to Yerushalayim. So Amar Abaye, So Ella Amar Abaye Mitzuv Va'osa Katani. Okay, so no, so it doesn't mean, it's not a question of whether the person does it or whether the person is mitzuvah. It's whether they are mitzuvah and they do it. Both. Okay, they have to be commanded to do it and they also do it. Right? B'tati b'babi kamaisa yisrael v'kutsi mitzuvah v'osin. When it comes to the first two cases, right, keeping Shabbos and eating Shom, so both yisrael and the kutsim, they both are mitzuvah to do it and they both do it. But over the chavim, Huda Avde Osin Ve'ini Mitzuvit. But a non-Jew who would keep Shabbos, so he's Osin, but he's not Mitzuvah, so that's why he's excluded. But Ol Yushalayim Yisrael Mitzuvim Ve'osin, Kusim Mitzuvim Ve'ini Mosin. But when it comes to Ol Yushalayim, so the Jews are Mitzuvah and they do it, but Kusim are Mitzuvah, but as a group, they don't do it, right? So, and that's why, you know, we can make that distinction. Fine? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Says the next Mishnah. Konam she'eni nen el b'nei Noach. So a person takes a neder and they're not going to get benefit from b'nei Noach. Mutar b'Yisrael. Ve'asra with the Kochavim. So they can still get benefit from other Jews, but they cannot get benefit from Novei Kochavim. So it says, what do you mean b'Yisrael? I mean, Nafik b'klal b'nei Noach. What do you mean? The Jews are also b'nei Noach. We are technically b'nei Noach, right? Everyone's b'nei Noach. B'nei Noach was the only person that left on the earth. So every person has been a ben Noach. So why should a Jew be included, excluded from that? So Kevin, the Iskish Avram Iskru al Shemei. No, so the answer is that you're right. Technically, you are ben Noach. But once Avram becomes Avram Avinu, and now we're the children of Avram Avinu, so then we're not called ben Noach. Again, the point here, right, is not necessarily, I mean, it's true, like what we would call it, what we would call ourselves, you know, technically, but probably even more is what we generally call ourselves, because right? The person's taking the neder, that's the point. Right? So the point is, but they know are referring to non-Jews, typically, right? That's what we say, as opposed to us. Okay. Yeah, okay. Next. She'eni nen lezer Avram. So let's say a person says, I'm not getting any benefit from children of Avram Avinu. So Asa b'Yisrael, Mutar b'Rovei Kochavim. So they can't get a benefit from a Jew, but they can't get a benefit from over the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so it's Gemara b'Hayki Yishmael. So what about the children of Yishmael? That's a lot of people, right? So what about them? So Ki b'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazar Aksiv. No, because that doesn't count. Why? Because what Hashem said to Avram was that b'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazar. So if it's b'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazar, so Yishmael is excluded from that. Okay, Vayika Esav. Okay, but what about the children of Esav also? Right, they're also the children of Yitzchak. No, be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. No, because it's be Yitzchak and not kol Yitzchak, and therefore, let's look at the Mefarish for a second. V'lo kol Yitzchak, ve'Esav enu nikar zera Yitzchak. L'hachim mutar bo dikram. So Esav is no longer called the zera of Yitzchak for those purposes. So when a person says zera Avraham, what they mean is, we assume they mean the Jewish people. Okay, next mission. Sheini nene mi Yisrael lokeach bi Yoser umocher bi Pachos. Okay, she Yisrael nene li lokeach bi Pachos umocher bi Yoser vein shomen lo. Sheini nene lahen vehein li yene la obdi lachavim. Okay, so what's going on here? So a person takes a neder and he says, I'm taking a neder that will not get benefit from a Jew. So if he does that, so the guy says, he won't get any benefit from a Jew, so how is he supposed to do business? So you might just say, just do no business at all with any Jew. Okay, fine, but that's not practical, maybe. So, but what if he still wants to do business with a Jew, but he's taking a neder, they can't get benefit from a Jew? So the answer is, and what we need to figure out is, how can he continue to do business? He'll buy and sell, but he'll do it in a way that isn't considered hana, that isn't considered benefit. So how does that work? So, take a look at just look at the Mefarish first for a second. She'eni nena meYisrael lokeach mehem beYeser umoch lehem bePachos. Klamar bezul v'nimse she'eno nena mehen. Meaning, if he purchases items, right, above their regular market value. And he sells to them at less than market value, so he's still buying and selling, but each time he does so at a loss, basically. Right? So if that's true, that's not considered nehen. That's the point. Okay? So basically, if he says, I'm not going to get hana miYisrael, so he should purchase lokeach beyoser umocher bepachos. And he purchases above market value and sells below market value. So he's losing each time he buys and sells. Okay? So she saw nehen in li, when he says that the Jews shouldn't get benefit from me, so what happens? Lokeach mepachos umocher beyoser. It's the same thing. So he, back to Mepharash, Yisrael lo yihu nenin mimenu, moch lehem beyoker, dahasha e nenin mimenu. The same thing. When he sells to them, he should sell to them at a higher price, a price that's higher than market value, and he should buy back from them at a price that is below market value. Okay, so that they're losing out both times. But says the Mishnah as an aside, that by the way, ve'ein shomen lo. But no one's going to do that. Right? That's a good instruction to him. Halacha. Well, my rabbi said that I have to, buy low and sell high. Sorry, that's not going to work. You know, that's not going to work here. Or buy high, sell low. So ve'ein shomen lo says Mifarash lo yimso adam she'ei shomei lo v'davar zeh. Nidro, that's the halacha says I have to do, so I'm really sorry. No one's going to listen to that. Okay. But the last case, but if it's a concern about both me not getting better from them, and them not getting better from me, so then he's stuck. So then he's stuck. What does he do? He's got to do business with non-Jews, because he's not going. It's never going to work.
Fine.
So it says the Gemara as follows. Amar Shmuel halokeach kli mina oman levakro venenas biyado. So a person takes a kli from a professional. He takes something, an item off the shelf, right, to check it. He wants to see, is this this good? And the Mefarash says halokeach kli mibeis oman levakro im yafe yitin im yafe. So im yafe yitin lo dama vim lav sheyach shelo. Right, Caleb, come on, Kli Zuchuchus. Right, he takes a vase off the shelf and he says, you know, I'll look at it. If it's nice, he's going to keep it. If it's not nice, he's going to purchase it. If not, then he's going to give it back. Venenas miyado, shenishmar, right, it smashes, right? So he's looking at it and someone walks into him and knocks it out of his hand and it falls to the floor. Or he, I don't know, whatever, something happens that was unusual that happened and not his fault. And it breaks. So chayev lokeach leshalem lo. He has to pay. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Shmuel said lokeach li mina uman levakro venenas biyado chayev. So he has to pay. Okay, you break it, you bought it. So ama kasavar hanas lokeachi. So that sounds like Shmuel believes that the hana in a case in a purchase that the hana belongs to the buyer. So we're gonna have to say, what do you mean the hana belongs to the buyer? That now belongs to both people. We made a deal. I got something. You got something. So like, what does it mean? Goes to the buyer. So let's explain what this means. So look at the mefarish. Alma hanas lokeachi, dehana lelokeach b'mikcho yoser b'shamocher. Meaning, obviously, they both benefit. The guy gave him money, so everyone gets something here. But the point is that the hana goes mainly to the purchaser. Why? Hilkach chayev. Therefore he. And therefore, when he breaks it, he's chayiv to pay. Why? The gamar umakne nafshe b'ahi hana sheminicha levakra. Okay, because when he picks it up to look at it, he already has in mind and that he's getting a certain benefit already now that he's like getting to check it out. Right? V'habe kenose schar. It's like he's getting paid. V'nischayiv ba'onsen. What do you mean? There's a rule, right? If I'm a shomer chinam, if someone says, hey, can you watch my watch for me? I'm like, okay, but I'm not getting paid for it. So then, if I'm getting no benefit from that, you're benefiting from the fact that I'm watching, you know, taking care of your watch, and I get no benefit, I'm just doing you a favor. So then, if there's a situation of onus, so I had gotten no benefit. So therefore, I'm not chayv an onsen. But if I'm watching, you know, taking care of your watch, and you pay me to do so, so then we're both getting benefit. You get benefit that I'm taking care of your watch. Bad example, sorry, watching your watch. And I get benefit that you are paying me for it. So then I accept more responsibility because of the fact that I get a hana here. So there's a note there, I think. I think it's note 17 in the art scroll. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a very nice little description of like the different stages of shomer and like why as the stages increase, as you have more responsibility, basically, so you get more benefit as the shomer, you now take on more levels of responsibility. So the bottom line is that what ends up happening is that because I am getting more benefit, because I'm getting paid, so now I take more responsibility. That's basically how this goes. Okay, but the point is that if the guy basically the point is if the person takes the item off the shelf and he's looking at it and he's trying to decide, he can't figure it out, should I buy it, should I not buy it, etc. At that point, the fact, and now it breaks. So you say, what do you mean? You didn't pay me to hold it. You didn't. So what does it mean? It must mean that when a person goes ahead and make a purchase like that, so they're getting more benefit, the purchaser, than the seller is. And even the ability to hold it and look at it and check it out, etc., is considered enough as a benefit that he's now going to be high bones. Fine. So great. That's great. So what in the world does that have to do with our conversation? So continues the Gemara. So we just said it. So Shmuel says a person takes a kli from the Uman to check it out, and it falls out of his hands. Yikes, not my fault. Answers, it is your fault. He's chayiv. Why? He's chayiv. He has to pay. And the implication is that what? Is that Shmuel holds hana sokeachi, right? That the hana of the purchase really is more for the lokeach. Okay. But however, Tanan, we had a Mishnah, our Mishnah, Sheini Nena Yisrael, right? That the Mishnah says, if a person says, takes a net, I'm not going to get benefit from Yisrael, mocher bepachos, right? That he can sell low, right? Because he's not supposed to get any benefit, so he can sell low. Aval shavah b'shavah low. But what can he not do? He can't sell for market price. He can only sell below market price. So what do you say? What does that mean? V'hanas lokeachi afidu shavah b'shavah. But if the rule is that when I sell something, who gets the real benefit? Not me. Person gets more benefit is always the purchaser. So if that's true, so then even if I sell for the market price, I'm not getting benefit. He's getting benefit, right? And I'm the one who took the nether. So why does the Mishnah say that if I took a nether, not the hana from somebody else, I have to be mocher b'pachos? Say I can be mocher b'shava b'shava. I can be mocher at the normal price. Okay. So what are you going to do? So answers the Mishnah. So answers the Gemara. Masnisin bezvina derami apa alape. No, I'll tell you the case. The case of the Mishnah is a sale literally means derami alape, means that's like put in his face. But the point is, it's a sale of an item that is dropping in value quickly, right? It's really lost its value. And since it's lost its value, I'm very, desperate to sell it. Look at the Mefarish. Bezvina derami alape. Iska bisha. The lo kafitz ale. The lo kafitz ale zvina. Right? It's embarrassing. But like it's like no one's interested. And no one's going to jump and buy it. V'doma lo kemishmu nachas apanav. It's like he's sticking it in your face, like forcing you. Va'achshav kishemocher shav b'shavah hanas mocher. But when I sell it, it's like, when I finally sell it, even at a normal price, I'm going to feel very, very thankful that I got it off my hands. V'lo hanas lokeach. Hilkach mocher b'pachos abal shav b'shavah lo. So therefore, so because you're dealing with an item that has dropped in value or dropped, and you're desperate to sell, so then selling it even shava b'shava, even selling it for the market price, is going to be a big benefit to the mocher. So that's why the case of the Mishnah says he has to buy, he has to specifically sell low. Fine. And therefore, it's not a, now it's no longer a contradiction. So I can sell, I'm selling low because it's an item that's dropping in price. But you're right, if it was a regular item, so then, even Shava B'Shava, I'd be allowed to sell it, even if I took a net or not to get benefit from you, because the benefit goes, in a normal case, the real benefit goes to the lokeach. Fine. So it says, Gemara Lo Im Kein, Im Aresha. If that's true, look at the beginning of the Mishnah. Lokeach B'Yoser. What did the Resha of the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if a person takes a net there, that he's not going to get any benefit from a Jew. So what happens? He has to purchase at above market value. Why? he should be he should be purchasing. You know, if you're dealing with a case of, an item that is dropping, has dropped in value, whatever. So he even buys a Shabbat b'Shabbat, right? He buys it at a normal value. He's still going to be getting messed over in a certain sense. He won't be getting hana, right? So what case are we dealing with here? It doesn't make sense. But oh, Ema Seifa, she Yisrael Nen and Liam. What about the last case that the Yisrael is going to get benefit from me, right? Lokeach b'pachos umocher b'yoser. So what does he do? He has to sell. We said he has to sell low and buy high. He has to purchase low and sell high. And if you're dealing with this case where the item is, has dropped in value and now it's just desperate to get rid of it, right? Then you should be able to sell it to you at regular price. You're still getting messed up. Okay. So this answer is not going to work. So it says Gemara, Seifa Bezvina Harifa. Gemara says, fine. You know what the case is? The last case is a Zvina Harifa. What does that mean? Look at the mefarish second to the bottom line. Seifa b'zvina harifa v'schara dekafitz ala zvina deshava b'shava havi hanas lokeach lo hanas mocher hilgach mocher b'yoker. Right. So the seifa is a case with an item that has gone up in value. Right. So if the guy is able to purchase it, he feels ooh. He got a deal. He's happy. He got a metziah. So he's excited. So even if he sold it, if he bought, purchased shavu b'shavu at market value, that would be a benefit from him. And that's why he has to sell it, at an even more expensive price, so that he's not getting a benefit. That's what's happening there. Okay, but if that's true, ihachi lokech b'pachos. But if that's true, then again, then why is the purchaser has to purchase at a lower price? They should be able to purchase at a regular price. Because then, again, if it's now so valuable, then even purchasing at Shabbat Shabbat would be fine. So this whole thing's doesn't make any sense. Or this explanation is not going to work. So Ella Masnisin Bezvina Mitzah with the Shmuel Bezvina Harifa. So we're basically, ditching this original explanation, and we're giving a different shot. So rather, how you explain Shmuel, our whole concern was that what? Was that Shmuel was dealing with a case of the guy checked, he takes the item off the shelf, and he's just checking it, and it breaks. He has to pay. Why? Because it sounds like the lokeach already has the hana. But if that's true, right, how do we explain our Mishnah, that the guy says, I can't get benefit from the Jew, and he has to sell at the lower price. Just let him pay, regular price because it's all hanah for the lokeach. So what's happening here? So again, our Mishnah is talking about a zvina mitzia. So our Mishnah is talking about a regular price. Okay. So what's happening with Shmuel? So why does Shmuel say the person is holding the item and it just drops and breaks? Now he has to pay. Why is that? Shmuel bezvina harifa. Now Shmuel's case is the case where the item already has a lot of value. It's gone up in value. So since the item's gone up in value, even though typically, let's say, Shmuel doesn't really hold, that's Hanas Lokeach. In that case, because the item was so chashiv, so in that case, if it breaks, you have to pay because there's more Hana coming to Lokeach in that specific scenario, but not generally. And that way, we've answered our question and we don't have the steer between the two. So Gemara's going to give support for this approach, but we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay. Thursday. Yes, thank you.